Star Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
And that stupid thing is agreeing to speak non-stop for 27 hours. Just in case we've not made that point clear.
It's way, way stupid.
Where are we? It's 10:05, so welcome to the FUBAR radio station presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge. Boom! Got it right! And we are looking for a donation, so please, if you're listening and you can spare the cash, please give money to a great cause. Just donate at my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. If that's too difficult to remember, quiet you.
You should
They've been trying to...
Go on. What? Oh, we got Basil right on now.
Hello,
Mr. Brush. Thank you for calling.
No, that's always funny. You know, you were ringing so many times then, I didn't think you were going to answer the phone. It's like trying to ring a bank or something like that.
Well,
that you're never going to get through to.
The customer service is much more gracious, I think you'll find, at
that's
this
right.
end.
And I was just waiting for the music to kick in, with somebody just singing a little song, and wait there for a further 10 minutes, charging me on one of those 08479564 numbers.
We've all been there.
Then press this button, beep, and all that, and then I thought, well, that'd be time up then, I'll put the phone back down. But jolly nice to get through to you all. How are you getting on?
We are managing, and by the word managing, I mean coping, and by coping, I mean barely hanging on.
I was gonna say, what is, I daren't ask, actually, but what is keeping you awake?
Right now, pure adrenaline.
I've got some
fear.
I've got some crack as well.
Oh,
you're cracking jokes. I know what you mean. Yes, jolly splendid.
Thank you for that, Eli. Thank you. Yes, in the room right now, I'm Paul Gannon. Hello.
Hello.
My co-host, Eli.
Eli.
And we have our guest, Eli. David.
Hiya.
David.
And we also have Giles.
Now, you're going to test me on all those names now. I should have written them all down.
Not at all. This is merely a formality to make sure we're all on the same page.
I didn't realise it was a Spanish Inquisition.
No one expects that, though, do they?
They never expect the Spanish. I'm very clever.
They never do. So, yes, what we are doing is basically talking for 27 hours and having lovely guests in who did their time so we can hopefully
get through
it.
Help me drag out to a further few more hours. I understand.
Yes, I tried to sleep before. Didn't manage it. Got 5 minutes and woke up grumpy.
Well, we all do, you see. It's worse than having an afternoon nap.
Yes.
Because when you have those mid-afternoon naps and then you wake up and you think it's going to do me the jolly world of good, and then you wake up and you just want to punch someone in the nose.
Yes. Well, the thing is, we started at 8 p.m. last night and we're not going to stop until 11 p.m. tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, good. And then you have a lie down.
I think the word lie down is, let's be honest, frivolous. I think a coma is on the way.
Well, what about you stay up all night then afterwards to celebrate your achievement?
My celebrating days are over. I got to that point now, when a job's done, it's sleepy time. It's party time.
You're off to bed and then never... Yeah, I normally go into hibernation for several months, you see. At this time of year. I'm not meant to be up at this time of year.
I was going to say, yes.
I should be laying down, you see, this time of year. It's too cold out there. It frees the brass watches off a monkey.
Well, we can only certainly thank you for taking the time to call us then.
Oh, no, it's an absolute... I have to say, I'm doing my little bit for comic relief as well, you know.
I was going to ask if you were getting involved with the Red Nose Day celebrations this year.
I am going to do my little bit. I'm going to do a little bit of Celebrity Bake Off type thing at home. Well, actually, we're getting together, lots of people in the street, and we're all going to bake sausage rolls, go around and try and poison people. I mean,
Well, I've had Greg, so you're not going to be too far off.
Yes, well, we're going to do... We should send you some sausage rolls.
Ooh.
When we bake them later on today.
Oh, I'm getting really hungry now.
That'd be great.
It would be great.
But we're making very special. We don't just go and get sausage meat. You have to take them out of proper sausages. You have to squeeze them and squeeze all the bits up.
Oh, no. I'm really hungry.
Yeah, and all that. And then you have to glaze them with some eggs, you know.
Oh,
and
of course.
You might even turn the oven on, pop them in, and then see if we've got soggy bottoms.
Indeed. So what is your signature gist then? It can't be sausage rolls. You must have something crafty up your sleeve.
Oh, no, that's my kind of class act, is a sausage roll. Basically, it's the easiest thing I can do. I normally just do baked beans. You know, get a can of baked beans, let nature take its course. You know, it's marvellous.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of the actress Gillian Anderson, who was in The X-Files, but she was here last night pouring baked beans onto some of the audience members.
Well, they're very healthy, you know.
Yeah.
But if they were sort of licking them off and sort of like eating them, I wouldn't want to sit in there for much longer, would it?
No.
You'd have to leave it for probably 10 minutes before going back into the studio.
Well, to be fair, this studio doesn't smell any better.
I bet it doesn't with you four in there.
No.
You've been there overnight.
I think that's unfair to David and Giles.
Well, no, David and Giles have been here recently. Let's be honest. They have walked into the Eli and Paul Uptown Funk Room.
I see. So it doesn't really smell like a boy's bedroom, then?
I don't know.
No,
you know when you acclimatized to a smell?
Ah, yes, you have. It's the sort of thing that your mother used to walk in and go, oh, my goodness me, something's died in this bedroom.
Yeah, my mother got to the point where she wouldn't open a window. She'd just walk into the room with a brick. It saved her so much more time. I do have a question for you, though.
Oh, go on, then. If I get it right, we'll get a prize.
No, it's not so much general knowledge as a kind of insight into your life.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. So here's the thing. You are one of the great British stalwarts. You are one of the great people who has come to define the UK landscape, entertainment landscape, right? So why is it you haven't got a knighthood yet? I don't understand why that hasn't happened.
Do you know what? I've asked that question before, but because I thought if I could get presented with a knighthood on December the 21st, I'd be Bezel Brash, shortest knight of the year. Boom, boom. Being only 18 inches tall, you see.
Yes, perfect.
Then I would be the shortest knight of the year. And I think if they pinned something onto my lapel, I'd probably fall over because it's meant to be made of gold or something quite heavy.
Mm.
And I'd fall down in front of the Queen and make a little, you know, silliness of myself. But I don't know. I mean, these things, they come doing good in the community and all that. Maybe I haven't done enough good in the community.
Oh, you've done more than enough good for the community. I mean, look, the goodies have had OBEs and the Pythons have had it and Shane Ritchie, I don't know.
I could borrow one of theirs.
Probably. Bill Oddie gives them away like candy.
I know. Just say, oh, can I borrow that for a bit? I mean, it is one of those things that one doesn't strive for. It is just presented one day. And I'm okay with that, you know. I just enjoy what I do. A bit like yourselves, you're enjoying what you're doing at the moment. Well, maybe, yes. That's a fine line.
There's a very fine line.
I just enjoy going around the country, making people laugh, and a whole new generation coming through. This is a good thing about, for me, you see, because I have a whole new generation of people enjoying my jokes, because they're born. And then they get to about 5 or 6, and they've never heard my jokes before.
Yeah.
So whereas you'll say, I've heard that one before, Bezel, or you're bored with my jokes, you know, the kids are coming up and they're understanding language for the first time.
Yes.
And they go, that's brilliant! God, what a great joke! Because I just go, you know, what do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. They're on the backs. Or I just put a cream pie in somebody's face. Like Mr. Stephen and I on our current Fox Factor tour, we put cream pie in a place. Well, they're falling over the place. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So for me, it's slightly easier doing comedy. I don't have to be quite as clever as you guys when people are fed up with all those jokes and are slightly cynical.
Just
you've
thank
got
you
to be cleverer.
Thank you very
You've
much
got to be
for
clever.
Calling us clever, because that's a push. Let's be fair.
I'm pushing it too far.
Yes.
No, never.
Look, I always like my ego fluffed, but even I've got to stand back and say thank you. But, clever's not a wheel of my wheel.
Clever's not in your wheel. Okay.
No, it's not. We're passable youngsters.
Oh, yeah, our party was youngsters.
Yeah.
All right, you're the youngsters. So, you see, for me, I enjoy all of that, and the kids enjoying it. They come to pantomime, and they might be seeing some of my YouTube stuff as well. I don't know whether you're sitting there now. If you go onto YouTube...
We can go on YouTube, I think.
Go on YouTube. Go to Bezel Brash Official.
I've just put another one in. YouTube...
That's it.
Good. I'm not as au fait with the internet as I like to think
I am. I knew you'd say that, you youngsters, you see. Oh, that's a sign of getting old, actually. So you put Bezel Brash Official into YouTube, and there were a series of sketches with myself and Mr. Stephen, and we've started making these new sketches.
Oh, I see them. Excellent.
And we're on AOL On. We've had, actually, a lot of hits in the last couple of weeks, about 33,000, 35,000 hits on AOL On. Far more than YouTube, in fact. So we're delighted. These are all new things that we've started doing. Because now, like, yourselves are on the internet, and you're all digital, aren't you?
Oh, yes. It's all very ones and zeros these days.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's it. Well, you see, I'm thinking of getting down with that as well. You know, he's a Kazai's orange man. So
you
so
should
I'm
definitely
trying...
do a Bezel Brash podcast for kids. We need to indoctrinate these kids into listening to podcasts early.
Absolutely.
And you could be the voice of that generation.
they can download these into their smartphones when they've nicked them off their mums and dads, and they can watch them on the iPads or the computers that they've snuck away to their bedrooms late at night. They can watch the Bezel Brash, you see.
Really, I can't think of anything better than that, frankly.
Well, that's what we're hoping as well, you see.
Yeah.
And so we're rather pleased with those, and we're releasing one every week of these little sketches that we've sort of knocked up and had a bit of a laugh doing it.
Brilliant.
So like yourselves, it's kind of, we're doing it spontaneously and having a bit of a joke and a bit of a laugh online.
Yes, it's where you reach out these days. They come to you. They look for you now.
They look for you, you see. Well, I like all of that.
I don't want to hog the limelight. We've got two guests here. Do you have any questions for Basil?
I have a question.
Giles, take it.
Who's this? Who's asking Basil a question?
This is Giles, and I've been next door at the Comedy Marathon singing and playing my guitar and my piano for however many hours we've been going, and I'm going to be playing it for the rest of the time. But Bezel Brash was my hero as a kid.
Really?
When I was a kid, if I could ask Bezel Brash one question, it would be, what brought you into show business first?
Ooh.
How did you get into show business?
How did I get into it? Well, some people used to say, oh, Bezel, you're a natural on stage. And, you know, say, oh, I was born on stage and the audience liked it so much my mother kept it in the act. Boom, boom! That's one reply that I have. But I'm not entirely sure. It was really in 1963.
Wow.
That I was taken. Now, this is well before your time. How old are you? Must be in your 20s.
38.
28?
38. 38.
Oh, you're getting older by the minute.
Yeah.
Started off at 18, 28, 38.
When I started this show, I was a lot younger.
I was going to say, I think there's going to be a time warp taking place in your studio today.
Oh, I pray for a time warp.
I'm going to mention names to you now that you'll never have heard of.
I don't know.
But I will.
Well, David Nixon.
No.
There you go. See? I'm going to mention other people, Frank. David Nixon was a magician in 1963.
Oh.
He was huge. I mean, as big as David Copperfield today and some of those magicians we've seen today, and Derren Brown. He was massive. And he invited me onto his program, and I went on, did a little guest spot. And from that day forward, the BBC invited me then to do my own Bezel Brash show that was with people like Mr. Derrick Mr. Roy, and that was in the 60s and the 70s. And then I sort of went to sleep for a while into hibernation. So at your age, I'm wondering, you must have been at the tail end or the brash end of me being on the BBC.
Yes, that's correct.
Probably. So,
yes. And then, of course, I had a little sabbatical and came back in 2000 to present day. So I'm wondering where the sweet spot of where you were watching me was.
That's a good question.
It's a good question. You were perhaps born in the 80s.
I was born in 76.
So
I was seeing you in the 80s when I was a kid.
Actually, then you must have been Mr. Derrick.
Yes.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, how marvellous.
Yeah, I remember you being very, very cheeky, and we all liked you because you got away with a lot of stuff.
I do get away. I still get away with it, you know. And I'm going on the sofa tomorrow with Susanna Reid on Daybreak, and I'm hoping to get away with it there as well.
Well, good, I've got a question for her. She owes me a tenner for the ball she put through my window. I'd like that back.
Shall I say that to her?
If you could, yes. She won't remember who I am, obviously, but
no.
she'll remember the broken window and the football match that got out of hand.
I mean, I'm going to say to her, I waited several years for her to have me on her sofa at the BBC, and now she's got me on her table, so she's a very lucky fox.
Boom, boom.
David.
So that was my journey, actually. Going right back to your question.
Brilliant.
I was introduced to David Nixon in 1963 on a magic show. And the rest, they say,
history. Thank you.
So there you go. How did you get into showbiz?
Oh, I was born on stage.
You were born on stage. Oh, this is the anecdote. Oh, yeah.
You were born in the limelight.
Born on stage. My mother kept it in the act.
Yeah.
And then the complaints came flooding in.
Who's been one of your favourite guests? Who do you look back fondly on and say, that was a star?
Well, it's funny because Bezel had, I had so many on the Bezel Brush show in the 70s. It was basically a star guest a week.
Mm.
You know, it's difficult to pin, you know, to pick one of them out. Lulu used to come on Cilla Black, Morecambe and Wise.
No, Morecambe and Wise.
With Demis Roussos. I mean, that was a classic with Demis Roussos.
Mm.
You know.
Rest in peace.
You know.
He's gone, hasn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah. A few weeks
so
ago.
So he's no longer with us. I had a photograph. I've got a wonderful with Lord Ressie Stoll, you know, with Mr. Spock.
Yes, Mr. Yeah. Norley.
I've got a wonderful photograph with him. I put it on Twitter only the other night, in fact.
Oh, I'll have to look for that later.
So I was with him. Have a look at that on my Twitter feed, which is @RealBezelBrash.
There was only one.
As opposed to anybody else, there is a person who's bezel brush, and he's a chimney sweep. And I've got to be careful. I might be shoved up somebody's chimney, so to speak, and having to brush it down.
you thought of
something else there when I mentioned being shoved up chimneys, I know.
Well, I was going to say you're almost built for cleaning chimneys in many respects.
Well, that's right, with the size of my brush.
I bet you do a quite exquisite job.
It's rather nice. It's laughing all the way up and then choking on the way down. So you know, those are pretty big stars. But then, of course, in recent years, you know, of course, the Queen.
Oh, wow.
She's pretty big. She's big, you know.
Oh, I've heard.
And also young Prince Harry. You know, I met the young princes when they're only 4 and 5 years old. Oh. And now they've grown to be very big.
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. I mean, everybody's big as far as I look up to everybody. I'm only 18 inches tall, you see.
It's not the size that matters. We always need to understand that. It's always.
Yeah, but I've got to tell you, when it snows and you're 18 inches tall, in 6 inches of snow, it gives a whole new meaning to the phrase of cold snap. You want to watch
that? I'm sure. I'm just looking now at the picture of you with Leonard Nimoy. That's adorable.
There you are, you see.
Oh,
did I just say
great.
Derek Nimmo? I'm pretty sure I said Leonard.
I think you said Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, I'm
you
never
said
quite
Derek,
sure.
But it's fine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think I was confusing Derek Nimmo and Leonard Nimoy.
Easily done.
Easily
done.
It's very easily
small
done.
Typography error.
Yeah, well, I have been against.
So over the years, and slowly but surely, we're putting these photographs up actually on my bezelbrush.com page. If you have a little look at that, we're making a new website. I'm going totally digital. In fact, really,
it's the way you got to go.
I think it is. I think it is.
It's the way
I do
future.
Remember, though, I used to present on Blue Peter about 5 years ago at an entertainment slot and having all the likes of Pussycat Dolls on and interviewing. But the stars of today, you see, they don't seem to last as long as the stars of years ago. You know, they're quite transitional.
Yeah.
You know, the X Factor stars, they're there for a couple of weeks and then off they go again and somebody takes their place.
It's probably for the best. We have an attention span of about 5 seconds these days, so...
Sorry, who are you? I'm sorry,
exactly.
My attention just went then.
I get that a lot, and unfortunately it's mostly from my family.
Yes, who are you? Another person in there.
You're familiar.
I mean, at Christmas I worked with actually say somebody who was rather good, actually. He was an X-Factor person, Ridian.
Oh, I don't watch the trendy shows for kids.
No. I mean, I don't watch it myself, but he was in pantomime with me. Actually, he was a fantastic singer.
Yeah, he does all the classical stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, so yeah, I was pretty impressed with old Ridian. Well, you see, he does classical, but he's doing now Jesus Christ Superstar on tour. I know, which I thought was quite odd. He's going off doing the Lloyd Webber stuff.
Out of all the Lloyd Webber ones, that's the funky one to do. That's the one with,
I think, it is a bit funky.
Yeah.
Funky opera, he's probably doing it. But Ridian was very good. I liked him.
Awesome.
Jolly excellent. Now, listen, boys.
Yes, sir.
I hate to cut this short. I've actually got to go. I'm going to the National.
Ooh.
To see Treasure Island today.
Enjoy that.
Got to take a few people. We've got to go on a little a train journey. But I want to wish you all the best of luck.
Well, thank you very much for giving
for the
your
rest
time
of
to
your
us.
Day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
It's been a pleasure to be on there. And I've got to sort of make a move. But hopefully, do give us a call again whenever you need to come for a chat.
Thank you
very
much.
And maybe if we're near to you, come and see our live show that's about.
By all means, if you want to just give the website address one last time.
Right, go to bezelbrush.com, and when you see the number of dates, I didn't swear, but I'm sure you'll all go, just like that will be your reaction.
Okay.
When you see the number of dates, you'll go, look, we're bezel. That will be your reaction.
It's good to know you're still in demand.
Thank you very much.
It's great that you've given your time to us, so thank you for immeasurably improving my morning.
I will be thinking about you at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, please do.
Maybe I won't.
Yeah, thank you. All right, cool.
boom to you all at Soho Bar Radio.
Thank you very much, Basil Rush.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Cheers.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye. And that is a conversation I never thought I'd ever have in my life.
Surreal, I found it.
Yeah. Are we losing
in a good way.
Are we losing you two guys now?
Yeah, I think so.
That's fair enough.
Head back and do some more craziness.
That's great, then. If you want to come back, the door is... Well, I was going to say always open, but there's a lock. So one of us has to come and get you. But yeah, if you ever want to pop back in, just give us a shout. We'd love to have you back.
Will do.
Thank you very much.
I'm here all day.
All right. Okay, well, just in case you don't return, if you want anything to pimp, anything you want to impart to the listening public... Do so now.
Please, well, just that, you know, we're here for a good cause. We're here to get as much money as possible for comic relief. So find us, sponsor us,
I'll be singing all day. There's lots of people doing crazy challenges over across the road, so please find us, and if there's something interesting that you like, sponsor us. My name is Giles Torreira, and you can find me on Twitter and Facebook and all those.
I'm glad you said that last bit, because otherwise it would have been a bit insidious. It's like, you can find me.
You just know where I am.
It's like Liam Neeson in Taken. I will find you. And you, David, what have you
right,
got?
Right, well, I mean, obviously, give money to Comic Relief. That's a good call to be plugging, but also while I'm sort of telling people who I am, where they can find me, I'm on Twitter at GooseFat101. You can find my live show stand-up tragedy tonight at doors open 7:30 at the Hackney Attic. Tragic Winter is the show. We're going to have tragic fairy tales, stuff about tragic climate change, and stuff about tragic death, and some of the people do. So there's lots of comedians, lots of storytellers, lots of spoken word, and some funny lectures and some music. So it's going to be a good show, which also clashes with this. So come to this first, make it a double bill. Don't not come to Mark Watson's thing just because you're coming to us. Come to both. And yes, and my other podcast is Getting Better Acquainted. You can find Stand Up Tragedy or Getting Better Acquainted on iTunes. And yeah, I think I've done my plugs much shorter than Basil Brush, so I feel okay on that.
Beautiful. All right, thanks for having you, gentlemen.
Thanks for having
enjoy
us.
Enjoy the rest of the day, and thanks. And on that note, if you want to donate, here's the little item that tells you how.
Fubar Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-Hour Podcast Challenge, raising money for Comic Relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. Fubar and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
And that was Peter Sellers with Any Old Iron.
Any old iron.
You look me, yeah, talk yeah. about a tree. You look that.
Well, that was Basil Brush.
I know. Don't get. That's made my day.
Really?
I love Basil Brush growing up as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, because the great thing about that kind of character is it's the energy and it's the excitement. It's the glorious love of the pun and of being silly, and it's a dying art, mate.
I've got one of his records.
Which one?
Well, it's an LP.
You should have said that.
I couldn't get a word in edgeways, mate.
Yeah, fair play.
You know?
Yeah.
It's got a cover version of Mana Mana.
Mana Mana.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, that.
Oh, that's good. You should have said that. You could have come over and signed it. How much do you reckon that'd be worth? Basil Brush signed album.
Not a great deal, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't know, it's not my place to say.
It's not my place to say at all. I've had 7 Red Bulls.
How? Really?
Yeah.
Bulls. I've had 1.5.
Is that it?
Yeah. But lots of coffee. Lots of cigarettes.
Stop saying that.
The thing is, I've mentioned my mum once now, and all of a sudden she thinks she's part of the show. She's texting me, I went to see Mamma Mia last night. Talk about that. I was like, look, Mum, I love you, but do you think I'm going to talk with authority and enthusiasm on Mamma Mia? The answer's no.
Well, we had some ABBA earlier, didn't we?
ABBA's fine. ABBA in context of their musical outlets? Fine. Jamming it into a jukebox musical? Not interested,
well,
mate.
Well, that was one of the first, wasn't it? One of the first massive hits ones.
It might have been the first
massive
one.
No, I think
one.
We Will Rock You. Was the first, wasn't it?
Have you seen We Will Rock You?
No.
Do you ever think you'll see it?
Do you know what, Paul? Musical theatre.
Not a big fan. What is it about musical theatre you don't like?
The songs.
Fair play.
You know?
Yeah. Is it because there are songs in it and everyone starts dancing after a bit of a narrative?
It's not that. It's the actual songs. Yeah.
Is there any musical you would say, oh, I like that one?
Guys and Dolls.
Oh, okay. That's a good one to like.
I like Guys and Dolls.
That's when everyone fights. No. Which one's Guys and Dolls?
It's with...
It's the...
Nathan Lane. Not Nathan Lane. No, what's he called? Oh. We've hit one of those lulls here, haven't we? We try to keep it going, but it's lull time. I think we need Adam in here.
Let's bring in the GIMP.
Hello to Adam again.
Bring in the GIMP.
Well, he's not going to come in if you call him a GIMP.
He better come in now. Adam!
Hello.
Hey. So, on the way, we have Paul Harry Allen.
Yes.
We have Angela Barnes.
Do we have Angela Barnes?
Yeah, she just texted me saying she's on her way.
Oh, okay,
she's on her way.
Yeah, me and her like that. I'm crossing my fingers.
He's crossing his fingers.
For the people at home.
Who else have we got? Eve Blake.
Ooh.
She'll be coming soon.
With a little bit of luck.
It's all guests, isn't it? It's all guest to go-go now.
And that's what I said. Yeah. We had the fallow period in the morning where it was just us two going mental, talking about our bodily fluids and going for a poo. I don't want the highlight of my day to be the nice poo I had an hour ago.
Well.
And don't get me wrong, textbook.
Did you draw an ace?
It was a long series of eyes. Right, okay. Dotted.
Oh, my God.
You've offended Adam now.
No, I can't offend Adam.
No, it's true.
I can try.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, because I adore you.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Yeah. So
it's all getting a bit of a lovey.
It's just the insanity seeping in to my brain. I have never in my life needed to or wanted to fill 27 hours of... human time.
I know.
With my voice.
Well, we had Basil Brush.
Wicked.
With some fantastic singing from Giles Torreira.
Beautiful singing.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
It was quite outstanding, his singing, I thought. Yeah. And
we got Nev Fountain coming in.
Yeah, David Pickering.
Yeah,
he was a bit of a bolt out of the blue.
No, I knew he was coming.
For me, he was a bit of the bolt out of the blue.
Today he's been a bolt out of the blue.
Do you know what?
For you.
He went out of the room, he said, "What do you do?"
You?
Yeah, I had to go with the call centre. It was really humbling.
No, you're an actor and
I know, I said that first, but, you know.
And then you went, a slave at a call centre.
Oh, yeah. No, I just, you know.
You need to own that. You need to stop and own that.
Stop. What's that stop. Sound?
Stop, drop and roll.
So how are things on the other side of the desk in terms of, you know, your side? Are things running smoothly or all
they're
good?
Yes, we're just keeping an eye on what's going on next door and all that sort of stuff. And then we're just going to try and
pass
some,
it through.
Yeah, see what's happened, pass it through. Yeah. Keep us on air.
Yeah.
Keep the podcast going.
Well, it's going to go. It's going, mate. It's going.
I refuse to stop, even if all that comes out of my mouth is... bum tit tit, bum tit tit, play the wheelie banjo non-stop for the next...
Oh, he's looked at the time again.
It is. It's like looking into a haunted mirror. You look at the clock and you go, and back away in
seriously,
horror.
I don't think I've been up... It's just, I've never done anything like this.
It's good though, isn't it?
In a way, it's good. Bad for my health.
No, it's definitely bad for our health.
Yeah.
But you're about to go and fly to America. You'll have a nice flight, you'll sleep. Do you like flying?
I hate it.
Do you really?
It scares the shit out of me.
Is it just the taking off and landing?
No, it's the whole thing. So, and the wobbly wobblies.
So having all your family in another country must be a real pisser for you.
It's a bit of a pisser, yeah.
Because here's the thing, this is what we've not done.
What have we not done?
We've not delved into the psyche of who we are. And I want people to know who Eli Silverman is.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Which I think is fair. So look at him, ask him a question. Adam, what do you want to know, judging by... basically, what you know of him so far.
Paul, don't do
which
this.
Which is pretty much nothing.
Nothing. And just, let's crack the skin. Write that down. I was not meant to say crack the skin.
Crack the skin.
I think I was meant to say something like, let's
crack the skin.
Let's break the...
break the seal.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way.
Let's crack skin. Listen, you've put him on the spot.
Yeah.
He's not really interested.
He's interested.
Okay, go on. What's your favourite colour?
Blue. Wasted that question.
Okay, there's follow-on questions. Right. I've got more than one. These are mainly questions I ask.
Colour-based.
Yeah. No, you know when you go to one of these dates that you don't really know the person, you have to ask them quite...
The date questions. Questions. I'm up for that, yeah. I need to start dating myself, so, you know, I could get some pointers. I'm single, you've uncovered that.
You're single?
Who would have thought that?
Well...
Who would have thought that?
No one.
Have I mentioned that already tonight?
Well, you're single, no.
I might have.
Should we get you a date?
Please, no. I want to go on a date now? Did you see that photo of me on Twitter?
Yeah.
The mask of fucking Frankenstein.
That's what I'm going to put on Tinder for you.
Yeah, brilliant.
He'd be like,
okay, no, shut up now. All right.
When were you born?
I was born March 16th, 1975.
Oh, okay. So what star sign does that make you?
Pisces.
Pisces.
The fish.
A fishy one. Okay.
You put some importance on star signs?
No, not really.
Because people talking.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm a Taurus. you know.
Ooh, the bull.
Yeah, the more balls, the better.
right. Brilliant.
Okay, what is your favourite film to watch on when you're going to go home tonight?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're going to stick on a film, or are you just going to crash? Or are you even going to make it that far?
I don't know if I'll make it that far. I don't watch movies when I'm drunk.
Oh, really?
So, and I'm likely to have had one or two light refreshments by the time I get home.
When I am drunk, I don't know why, but I always put on, like, the shopping channels, the shopping networks.
Yeah, just watch that.
Yeah,
just watches
there.
Over you.
Just sit there. I'm absolutely... And I'm just like, yeah, this is it. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Just sit here and just flick through the shopping network. For some reason, I bought from that. I don't even remember buying it. One of them steam cleaners.
That is a weird purchase.
Well, no, they're good.
They are very good, though.
Fucking I'm not great. Saying they're not good.
You've not seen the shit they can do.
Oh, I used to have one way back when.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It was what happened to it?
I lost it.
Why did you lose it?
Over time, you move house, your stuff gets broken, lost.
That's no excuse, mate.
It is. It's a pretty good one. I lost it.
You dilly-dallied.
What happened to the belt you wore at school when you were 10?
I've still got it.
No, you don't. No, you don't. And the only way you'd have it is if it's for some deviant sex device.
Deviant sex device? Yeah, I wish.
It's 50 Shades of Silver over there.
That's good, actually, isn't it?
What?
Perhaps that should be my tag on Tinder.
50 Shades of Silver.
Yeah,
I like
50
it.
50 Shades of Silverman.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, ladies, if you're listening and you're desperate, lonely, sad, you hate yourself, you might have a drinking problem.
Fuck off.
All I'm saying is, if you want to have no holds barred sex with Eli Silverman, please tweet or call in. We have a phone number here, 0330 223 0200. If you want to call in and get Eli all sexy.
It won't be happening for a few weeks, though.
Why?
Because I'm not having sex in this state.
What state would you like to have sex in?
When I've showered.
Right.
Freshened up.
Yeah.
I guess those are the same thing, but, you know. Had some sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, don't go in for just off the cuff, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you manscape?
No, I don't.
Choked.
I do not manscape.
Okay.
No. Perhaps I should, because it's quite...
Frisky down
it's
there.
It's quite full on.
Yeah?
The bracken.
Is it all a bit... Brambly.
It's a bit brambly, yeah.
And that makes your penis the thistle.
I've got pubes that are longer than my penis.
Well, ladies, again, if you're listening, please...
I'm really selling myself.
Follow us on at the Geekatorium or at Eli Snoid, whatever fancy, and just send them a text saying, I'll take you to heaven.
Well, it's like that song, Gemhead.
Yeah.
Proximity.
It is.
That's funny.
You just need to find some proximity.
Right, Adam, so who's the next guest, you reckon? Who's going to make it in?
I know Eve is on her way, so she'll be here very shortly.
Awesomes.
And just fill me in.
Pardon?
Just fill me in on who Eve is.
She's a comedian.
No.
Really?
You are bollocks, aren't you?
I'm fucking
losing
it.
You know nothing about the very industry you're in.
Oh, you know who she is, do you?
Yeah. She's a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know. But the thing is, that's all I know about it.
Yeah.
So then we know exactly the same amount.
She's got lovely hair.
Lovely isn't close.
She's got lovely hair.
Yeah, she has.
She has got lovely hair.
She's got lovely hair.
Yeah. I've got
it's not on her head, though. It's all on her face.
Maybe she'll be single.
Does she manscape?
Do you manscape, Paul?
I've been known to.
Oh, look at that. Mr. What? Diplomacy.
No, I've been known to.
He fucking tweezes it.
The problem is that... Not by looking at me, you wouldn't think I'm a hairy guy.
No.
I'm a very
He's
hairy
very
guy.
He's very hairy. Very. He's ape-like.
My back, if I use a back scratcher, comes back with chunks.
He's
just
really got a very hairy back.
Yeah. And some women love it. And some women... This is the great thing. Some women love it, and that's really great, because I've got a real big thing about having a hairy back. It's not great. I can't afford to wax it every time I want. You know, like I'd like... But so I leave it and I let it grow and I let it develop. Mm-hmm. So when a woman comes up to me and she goes, "Oh, I really love a man with a hairy back," that's great. What I don't like is when you come, you meet a girl, you go in for the kiss, she puts her hand up, then she goes, "Ugh," and then pulls her hand away really quickly, and you think, "Well, that's
has that happened to you?"
Yeah, that's happened to me. Wow. It was weird because this girl, right?
That's a bit rude.
This girl,
I guess it's just a revulsion. Just the shock of it.
It's like when you have sex with an American girl and they don't realise uncircumcised penises exist. And they look at it as if it's a magic eye picture. They're just, what am I not seeing?
I know, it's outrageous. They just do it to every guy. Doesn't matter what your religion is or what's going on. They just get you the snip.
They don't.
As soon as you're born over there.
It snips the lip. They actually had to pass a law in New York a few weeks ago because, you know, there's a Jewish way of doing bris where they don't use a knife, they use the rabbi's teeth to bite the tip of the penis.
Are you joking?
No. It's called a morel or something, I think. And then they suck the blood of the baby's penis in their mouth. And it's an Orthodox Jewish thing, as far as I remember. But they had to ask for permission initially to do it. And they've passed all that means they don't have to ask permission anymore. They have to ask New York State to do it. Oh. All the rabbi has to do is be sure he's cleared of AIDS and STDs and herpes or whatever.
The parents,
because babies have died.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Right, Jesus. I'm traumatised.
Can you imagine if that was happening and it was your baby and it turned out the rabbi was Cookie Monster?
That wasn't funny.
I think I've lost my shit.
You have.
I just can't imagine. I've pictured the Cookie Monster going nom 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 on the baby's winking.
Has he got very long curly
Yeah, he's got the Cookie Monster. Cookie kosher
cookies,
kosher monster. We need to come up with Sesame Street for Jewish people. Big Boyd.
That's terrible.
Oscar Leibowitz the Grouch.
That's better.
And porn star.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, my hairy back. Yeah. So I've got a hairy back, and I'd like to get rid of it. And I don't, because it's even weird things like on a hot day, I don't want to take my t-shirt off. Because everyone, apart from the front's disgusting. Let's be honest about that. It's just like someone stacked balls up against the wall. It's just lumps. And I've also got the problem with when you have a hairy belly. All the fabric of your T-shirt gets pulled down.
You know, someone did a study about that.
Yeah.
And it's about the spiral shape of the hairs around the navel.
Yeah.
They actually channel the fluff into.
They draw it in.
It draws the fluff into the navel.
So every day, I have to put my little finger in my belly button hole
and pull that stuff out
and pull out a great big chunk of basically this t-shirt. That's all it is.
Is it always that same t-shirt?
No, it's weird because if I'm wearing, like, for instance, I've got a bright green t-shirt I like to wear.
I think Adam wants to make an interjection.
Well, no, I know. I think I know what you're going to say. But carry on.
Well, if it's I'm going to kill myself live on air at 10 o'clock, then yeah, you're right. But no, I was going to say I wear a t-shirt. I pull out the fluff thinking it's going to be green. No.
Yeah.
Grey.
I've heard this.
You're shocked. I've shocked you.
Wow, I'm speechless.
I know.
It's grey because the microfibers.
Yes, Mr. Holmes, solve this case for us today.
But the fluff was grey. I don't understand it, Holmes.
Right, one sec.
Presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
And that's when I decided to put the good. Sorry, we're back. And how are we doing?
I'm okay.
Do you guys need? Because that's why I'm here, actually.
Yeah,
I am here to help you guys.
Well, I'll
be
honest.
For us.
I'll be honest. Rub and tug, be nice.
God, oh God!
Look, it's
so well
behaved
when we had those nice young gentlemen in here.
Yeah,
and they were all. It was all very polite of talking about Shakespeare. Ooh, all your airs and graces. That's now, as soon as they got out. Rub and tug. Cookie Monster bites your knob off.
Here's the great thing about Paul Gannon, right? With Paul Gannon, you're not getting one comedian, you're not getting one performer, you're getting many different types of person. You're getting the guy who can talk to Basil Brush, friendly, no bad language, on the game. An actor who wants to talk about Shakespeare. A great satirist and comedian, Nick Revel, talking about the nature of the beast. And then I turn to you and I can go, let's get a dick out. That's the beauty of me. I work on so many levels. I'm effective. A car park, all right?
Wow. Well, you.
Why is it I get really confident the more tired and depressed I get throughout the show?
I don't know. You did say let's crack the skin.
Yeah, I said that 5-10 minutes ago. Congratulations.
Let's crack the skin on Eli. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were you going to say, Adam, about helping us?
Oh, yes. So I'm here. Well, that's it. I'm here to help you to stop you guys from going insane.
Too late.
Way too late.
I think I know when it happened for me.
When?
I think it was just before I had a nap when I was sitting there going, I've got to go mad right now. Yeah. I need to sleep. And then
you couldn't sleep.
And then, but that just lying down for a bit was weird because I laid down and I was trying to sleep, but then my lips got really tingly.
Oh yeah.
And that felt weird. And I had a little cry. And then I could hear you go, and then Joe was having a sex with a lady. And I was like,
Mate, I told a little anecdote. Ash seemed to enjoy it.
He did enjoy it.
It's just a little anecdote.
Me and you, Ash, we've got a thing going on. It's good. We all temper each other's excesses.
So, Adam. Yes. So, yeah. You're here. You've failed in that.
Yeah, pretty much. I failed in keeping you insane.
Yeah.
He's only been in a while, though. Yeah. I mean, we should really put the fault on this on Ewan.
Yeah. He'll be back later.
No, he's listening to this. I can't wait. I know, it makes me sound like a bastard. I'm just talking for no reason. That's what it is.
So what do you guys need? What do you guys need from me to keep you going for the next...
Can I be honest?
Sleep?
No. I could really do with, like, a bacon butty.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
I've got a fiver I can give you, so you're not out of pocket.
Hmm?
And I would love a bacon roll, a little bit of brown sauce.
There's a cafe around the corner, I can go to that.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Right. I've got a fiver. We'll probably be able to get
How much
are
they going to be, you think?
Well, look, if they're more than 250 each.
It's not going to be more than a... I don't think it's going to be more than a fiver
for a
bacon sandwich.
£5, dance for it.
Right.
There must be two bacon sandwiches. They can't be £2.50 each.
They can't be more than £2.50 each. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to put another extra 60p in. We don't want to spend too much on the bacon
Because what?
It defeats the purpose of trying to raise money, doesn't it?
Look, we're allowed to eat. I mean, okay, obviously...
Yeah, not if it's an extortionate butty. Raises. Some kind of fucking hipster butty is on artisanal bread with, you know, this is the name of the pig.
Here's a picture of its family.
Look, lineage. He's so happy... And they've got fucking Rumours by Fleetwood Mac playing in the cat.
You're obsessed with Rumours by Fleetwood Mac being the go-to hipster douchebag album choice. If you, just anyone listening, if you are a douchebag and you listen to Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, please get in touch. Eli's got a lot to say.
It's a good album. It's a good album.
Yeah. Wait, is that the one where Tusk comes from?
No, Tusk was an album.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I thought that was just a track off the album.
It's a track and it's also an album.
Have we had the Tusk discussion?
Tusk?
Yeah.
Is this the Kevin Smith film? I've not seen it.
It's one of those films that it's hard to recommend, but if you're feeling like it, give it a go, because it's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's not like Human Centipede. If you don't know what the plot is, Kevin Smith, basically podcaster, filmmaker and bon viveur, was having a chat on a podcast he does called Smodcast with his co-host Scott Mosier, who was his producer for most of his View Askew Universe films. And they were looking in the... they sourced their podcast by going online and researching and pulling out stories. And they went on to Gumtree, because someone sent them a link to this Gumtree ad, which they don't have in America. Yeah. They have Craigslist, I believe it's called.
Craigslist. They call it... It's not Craigslist. You have to call it Craigslist.
Ah, yeah.
Because they can't say the name Craig.
No.
Craig.
Craigslist.
It's Craig.
Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Stupid Yanks. So, the advert that... I married one, you're one. I know.
You're American.
Well,
you don't sound it.
I'm not American, but
you
my
basically
family
are.
Is.
You got a dual passport, don't you?
I wanted it.
Didn't get it?
Why would I bother?
Because it makes travelling from your country to their country a lot easier.
Slightly easier.
Well, you don't get...
Not really.
Asked what you're doing in the country when you have one of those.
Whatever, man, you know. What? And where else would having an American passport help me? To go anywhere else in the world that a British one wouldn't be good enough for? Nowhere.
Yeah, good point.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, fair enough. So, he did a podcast, he went onto Craigslist, and there was an advert there, allegedly from someone in Brighton. And the advert said something to the effect of, I'm an old adventurer. I've been travelling the world, many adventures, and I'm looking for a lodger to stay in my house in Brighton. It's a nice place, you have the full run of it, except you can't go in my own room or my private room. Rent free.
Wow.
Yeah, rent free. All you have to do is, for 2 hours every day, get into a walrus costume that I've made, make walrus sounds, which he states you can find on the internet, right? And eat fish that I throw to you. Right,
raw
and
fish.
With that you live rent free.
Are these raw fish with the heads
yeah.
on?
Yeah, yeah.
How are you going to do that and make you unwell?
That's not the point. The point of this story is where this leads
it's
to.
It's true. Is
so, well, this is where I'm getting to. Okay. So, they go onto the podcast. They're loving this story. It's everything they need, right? And they get excited. And then Scott and Kevin start talking about it would make a great horror film. Imagine if it was this and that, and it wasn't like a fake costume. Maybe it was a real walrus suit. And he chops the guy up and puts him inside his skin leather kind of, you know, walrus suit, and it gets all demented. And they laughed about it. And then at the end of the podcast, Kevin Smith goes, you know what? I want to see this film. So if you think I should make it, hashtag walrus yes. Thousands of people did it. And so he got the financing, he wrote the script, mm-hmm. he made this film about a guy played by Justin Long, who's a podcaster, yeah. sees an advert, goes to see this guy, and it's a horror film. Basically, the old man's insane. He turns Justin Long into a walrus by the end of the film. And it's great when it's being weird. When Kevin Smith's being Kevin Smith in the film, it jars too much. But when Kevin Smith is out of his wheelhouse and he's doing something weird, it's a really good film.
He's in it.
No, he's not anyway. The weird thing about this film, though, is it's got Johnny Depp in. And he was not credited in the thing because he was credited as his character he plays, Guy LaPont. Now, if you would ever like to see Johnny Depp basically play Inspector Clouseau, that's the character he plays. And this is the weird thing about the film. It's hard to recommend because it's so fucking jarring.
Yeah.
You've got these characters who are normal. Basically normal people, but everyone else in this universe is fucking mental, weird, twisted. They don't think right, they don't act right, and it's like a fevered nightmare.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, but the problem is the plot of it is like being threatened with a punch, but they pull that punch, so you go, oh, he didn't punch me, and there's that feeling to it. If you want to watch something different,
I've got it. I'm going to watch it.
Watch Tusk, yeah. But. If you walk away going, that was the worst fucking thing in the world, I would not be surprised. I walked away from it thinking, not my favourite film. But
see, I kind of went halfway through Red State.
Oh, see, I really liked Red State.
And I was just, no, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
This just isn't for me.
You sure you didn't see the end?
No.
Because the last half hour was pretty good. There's a really nice, I don't want to spoil it in case you watch it again, but there's a really, the way it subverts everything you expect that film to do. All the characters, the way they play out, all the plots. You don't know what's going, and at the very end, it throws you a curveball, and you think, it's not going to end like that. I really like Red State. I'd certainly recommend it way over Tusk.
See, that's Kevin Smith's films. I feel that I was a massive fan of Clerks.
More rats. Chasing Amy.
Dogma.
I even liked Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back, even though that was massive fan wank.
Yeah, it was. I'm a big Kevin Smith fan, but I'll give that one a watch.
You know, people slam him online for various boring reasons, but
The most boring reason, I think, is the fact that it takes him a year to write a single comic book.
That's more the process of the writing situation. Because when he did The Widening Gyre, DC was rebooting the universe. Yeah. So basically, his story arc was the last one with the lights on.
Yeah.
And so they were like, can we finish this now that you've rebooted the universe? And DC were like, well, maybe. Because he wanted to clean house.
I was thinking more of when he did Daredevil.
I don't really care for Daredevil.
He did a series called Daredevil Father.
Yeah.
And it just took about a year for each. Six issues. A year between each one.
Yeah.
The thing is, he's
that's
a too
busy
long
guy,
though.
Yeah. But then they've released comic books
then
monthly
don't
anyway.
Don't write comic books.
Yeah, but he's quite good at it, I think.
Or write a load and then wait. And then release them, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's very easy. Very easy. All I'm saying is I really like Kevin Smith because he's always felt heartfelt. He's always felt honest.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that his work is bad.
No.
I'm just saying, like, everything he does is amazing, but it's just the time it takes for... I think that's probably more to do with the publishing houses than anything.
I just don't like the amount of abuse he gets online because even if you don't like his films, he never comes across as the person who deserves that kind of abuse. He's always, like, heartfelt. You know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. Every time he goes and does a speech or a talk, he always says to people, you know, if I can do this... Anyone in this room can make a film because a schmuck like me did it and you will make a better film. He's always self-defacing, so I've always got a lot of time for him. Okay. And I like his podcast channel. I like Edumacation, which you've heard a bit of, which him, it's Kevin Smith, your stone, while his intelligent mate tries to do the show around him. And then Tell Him Steve Dave, which I think, frankly, is the best fucking podcast in the world. There you go.
So, I'll have brown sauce as well, please.
Oh, yeah, can I have a... I'll have a bacon butty with brown sauce, please.
Bacon butty with brown sauce, bacon sandwich or butty?
Butty.
Butty with brown sauce.
Does butty fly down here? Because I always thought it was a northern thing, bacon butty.
He knows what a butty is, for fuck's sake.
I'm simply saying.
A roll. Could I have a bacon roll?
Or someone
please?
Calls it a barn cake.
Yeah, barn cake.
Or barn cobs.
Cake. Yeah. Cob, barn cake, batch.
Batch is the other one. My mum would always say, get a few batches of bread.
Yeah.
And I was like,
batches of bread. And she meant bread rolls.
Yeah. You know, they come in batches. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. And here's the other thing that I get up north and I never see down south. Ulster fry.
Sorry?
Ulster fry.
What's that?
Well, Ulster fry initially is, it's like a stew, an Irish stew. But for some reason, the Ulster fry that I know are like bacon slices, but they're oval and they're shaped and obviously processed. And when you put them under the grill, they curve at the sides, so it becomes like a little dish. Really nice. Really nice. What? Like bacon, fakey bacon.
Fakey bacon.
But it's
like bacon slice. But,
yeah, it's kind of
like bacon log. Sliced bacon log.
It's like a fakey fake bacon log. Exactly what it is.
That's good. I like that as well.
That's good. In that case, let's do it. We're coming up to 11 o'clock, so I'm going to.
It looks like we've got a new guest out there.
Yes, I do believe so. So we can all do a little bit of admin as we put a bit of music on.
Oh, we're going to do that. Okay.
Yeah, so let's get that sorted.
I just want to apologise for the quality of the last 20 minutes. I haven't been firing on all cylinders.
Mate, fair enough. We've been at this a long time.
Yeah, you have.
So
hopefully this bacon sandwich will pick.
That's
going
to revive the shit out of me.
Yes, it's really going to get the juices aflowing.
Cool.
Right. So yes, we're doing this. We're raising money. If you'd like to help us, please just go to your internet, go to your smartphone, go to foobar.com or geekatorium.net and look for our comic relief link, because you can press a button on there and be sent straight to one of two places.
What two places are they?
You can go to the iTunes page where we're having all our edited versions of this live show posted up hourly, right? Go iTunes and do that. Or you can go to our giving page, the donation page, where you can basically give as much as you like, £5, £10, £20, whatever you like, really, and just go to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/geekatorium27podcast. That is GEEKATORIUM27PODCAST. It's long.
It really
I know. I made an error. But the point I'd like to make is simply this. Go to foodbar.com, go to geekatorium.net and just look for the links there. One stop shop.
Play the fucking jingle.
I am about to play the jingle and then another comic relief song. Unfortunately, this is going to be Gareth Gates.
FUBAR Radio presents the Geekatorium 27 Hour Podcast Challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.